Dozens of American cities have community workshops where members have access to sophisticated tools and expertise. The workshops are known as maker spaces. They've become hotbeds of technological innovation and entrepreneurship. As John Kalish reports, that's why governments, universities, and big corporations are beginning to invest in them.
These days, there are many people working on what they hope is the next brilliant idea, but they don't have to work out of their garage to do it. They can set up shop in a makerspace.
We appear like a very large company.
That's Tom Panzarella, the CEO of a startup working out of a makerspace.
You're not these two guys in a garage building a robot, right? You have your 21,000 square foot production space. The boardroom here is really nice. We need to have meetings, and we look a lot more established than we really are.
Panzarella is working out of a Philadelphia makerspace called NextFab Studio. 350 NextFab members pay for access to $1 million worth of tools, including high-end machines they could never afford on their own, such as laser cutters and 3D printers.
We have a Z-Corp Spectrum 510. Followed up by the Dimension SST 1200.
Members benefit from the synergy found here where accomplished people work in close proximity. Tom Panzarella's company, Love Park Robotics, produces software used to drive electric wheelchairs. He used 3D printers here to make parts. And when Panzarella wanted to attach video cameras to a wheelchair, he hired a mechanical engineer four doors away.
So we effectively contract out to him some of our mechanical work, and it's like we have a mechanical engineer on staff.
All of this is lowering the cost of entry for entrepreneurs. Mark Hatch is the CEO of a chain of makerspaces called Tech Shop. He says the old model meant that an entrepreneur had to spend $100,000 or more to produce a prototype for a new product. Now it's a fraction of that.
When you move the cost of entrepreneurship from $100,000 to $2,000 to $4,000, you completely change the operating terrain for entrepreneurs and inventors.
And these makerspaces are getting results. The company that makes Square, the device that enables smartphones to take credit card payments, made its prototype at TechShop.
We have now a range of high-quality new product ideas that have not only launched but are in fact on track to change the world in some fairly significant ways.
Or at least change a bit of the world. Among TechShop's alumni are a startup that manufactures data center cooling systems and another that makes high-tech blankets for babies and incubators. Big companies like Ford and Lowe's have teamed up with TechShop, and the federal government purchased thousands of TechShop memberships for veterans. State and local governments in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Massachusetts are funding makerspaces. In Burlington, Vermont, a new makerspace called Generator has opened in a rent-free space provided by the city.
I don't think this is some harebrained idea that we are experimenting with. I think we can point to significant successes in other communities.
Mayor Moreau Weinberger says the new makerspace fits the city's economic development strategy. Three local colleges, including the University of Vermont, are supporting it as a way for Vermont to stay competitive. David Finney is the president of Champlain College.
We think manufacturing will return to the United States in force, and so we feel compelled to set this space up and begin to train the next generation on it.
If everything works out, the hope is that Vermont's newest makerspace will generate hundreds of jobs in the next 5 to 10 years. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish.